Chapter 4. A New Coach. I looked out of the car window. Dad was driving me to visit Mai and Tia for the night. "You normally love visiting Auntie Bella," he said, looking at my face. "Yes, but Mai is in Tia's world more than she is in ours now," I thought. "Oh, Jazz!" Mai hugged me, but I couldn't hug her back. She felt different. Nobody spoke for a minute. Then Mai said, "I'll take Jazz to school tomorrow."
"If you're sure," Dad began.
"I'm sure." I felt uncomfortable. Tia looked at Dad and then held the front door open wide.
"Bye, Jazz," Dad said. "Have fun."
"Finally," Tia said. I thought that he didn't want to leave. I felt terrible. Half of me wanted to run after Dad, and the other half wanted to stay with Mai.
"Can you smell the candles?" Mai asked. She sat next to me on the sofa.
"I've stopped smoking, and now I can smell everything." I felt strange inside. Dad, Jordan, and I asked her to stop smoking many times. Why did she stop now? I still remembered the fire at our house that day.
"How are the Bramrock Stars?" Mai asked. "I'm very excited to see your team play."
"I'm going to be the captain."
"That's wonderful," Tia said. "Let's do something special with your hair."
Tia did my hair in cornrows. It looked beautiful. At dinner, Mum and Tia talked about Marcus, Mai's old boyfriend, and I didn't like this. Did they think that Mai's life with me and Dad and Jordan was very boring? Then they saw my face and they stopped talking. "I'm going to bed," I said.
"But it's only 9 o'clock, replied Tia.
"I have school tomorrow," I replied. Then Tia asked a very important question.
"Has your football team got a coach?"
It didn't, but I knew the right person to ask. The next morning at school, I spoke to Mr. Roundtree. He cleaned the school.
"Will you coach our football team?" I asked.
"No," he said. "I'm already coaching the school team, and you aren't on it. Girls and boys can't play together after year 5.
"We've made our own team," I said. "We're going to play in the all-girls tournament."
"You are quite a good player for a girl," said Mr. Roundtree. "Good luck. You'll need it."
"I'll be the coach," I said to my friends. I borrowed a How to Play Football book from the library. I needed to find some ideas for our next practice game. I wanted us to play a 2-2-2 formation. The goalkeeper is in the goal, then the left and right backs, the defenders, are in the next line. The left and right midfielders are in front of them, and finally, the left and right forwards. It was the simplest way to do things, but nobody liked their position. We were terrible. Little by little, everybody got angrier and angrier. Then Naomi kicked a ball into Charlie's face. It was a mistake, and Charlie was okay, but Ali laughed. A lot. Charlie was very, very angry.
At the end of training, seven players walked off in seven different directions. I got home and I ran upstairs and hugged Kinsley.
What are we going to do, Kinsley? I asked. But, of course, Kinsley didn't have an answer.
I took the How to Play Football book back to the library.
Did it help you?
Asked Rhiannon.
No.
I'll be your coach, she said suddenly.
I was very surprised.
Do you know anything about football?
I asked.
Football's important in my family, she said.
It's seven a side, I said carefully. It's different from a full team that has 11, Rhiannon said.
Everyone knows that. Do you want my help or not?
We're training tomorrow in the park at 5 p.m.
You're lucky, Rhiannon said. I finish work at 3. See you tomorrow.
Without her makeup, Rhiannon looked much younger.
You're on Instagram, Ali said.
What do you mean? I asked.
Rhiannon's a big star on Instagram, Ali said. She's got about 20,000 followers. My big sister showed me. You study makeup art and you talk about makeup and food.
Yes, I love food, Rhiannon said with a smile. And we'll talk about it today.
Rhiannon explained that it was important to eat different foods to keep our bodies strong. Then she talked about our positions in the team.
Why is your position important and what would you like to practice most? She asked.
Some said dribbling and others said defending or shooting. Then Rhiannon wrote a list of everything that we needed to bring with us next time.
Shin guards, bottle of water, football boots, football clothes, our whole selves.
These things will keep you safe and help you play your best football, Rhiannon said.
What does the last one mean? Talia asked.
It means that you all have different strengths and skills, but you must always be you, Rhiannon explained.
Jazz, you can dribble. Show us.
Because of Ms. Morgan's dance lessons, I could now dribble very quickly. Everybody left the training practice looking happier than the last time. My team didn't know it, but this was the start of trying to get my mum home.